There's so much to listen to and so little time. Please waste your time with us. Solid State Radio. Let the shenanigans begin. It's the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Listen here, you bunch of fucking idiots. This is Brendan from the Lagan. You're listening to the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio. Now buck a drink into you and get her done, boy.
Go!
I've been working up a thirst, got work in the morning. Well, I guess it could be worse. Get home, get clean, back out,
make hay.
Heading into town, I gotta satisfy my taste for beer, so I'll have a couple on the way. Calling up the boys, no one's answering, sure, that's okay. I know where they are, in the pub by the river, rubbing up the bar.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roof starts flying, the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try and
hey,
it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fish begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try and
hey,
it for a night.
Hey,
got the evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Well, the boys in force and knock them back to charge, but somebody always takes the fun a little bit too far. But it always seems, no matter where we go, trouble always seems to know where we are. Kingston boys are gonna win the day. Wrong to anybody getting in the way. When the roots start to fly, you know that's when Kingston boys start swinging out again.
Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for
hey,
a night.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The roots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same,
hey,
try to
hey,
it for a night.
Hey,
got the room to drink with the boys from Kingston.
It's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite, a different night. It's another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
Oh no, it's happening again. The boots start to fly and the fists begin to swing. It's the same shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston. Oh no, it's happening again. The boys from Kingston, will it ever end? It's the same shite,
hey,
a different night.
Hey,
another evening drinking with the boys from Kingston.
All right, happy Saturday, everybody. He's Adam Harehook. I'm Drew Duffney, right here in the bowels of the Lyric Mall.
The bowels.
Solid State Radio Studio, West Nepissing, Lapeer.
Yep, they just got done with Porch Fest.
I know it. We weren't even on the porch to see it.
Well, Jim said wants to get us involved next year, so maybe we'll broadcast a little bit before Blarney Hour outside.
The thing is it's always like live performing acts.
Yes.
What do you think we're going to do?
Talk about them, interview them, bring people down here.
Oh, so we're going to be more like
the commentators.
Oh, okay.
Kind of thing like that, yeah. But, I mean, it's also, I mean, it's not just live music. It's also, you know, like jugglers, flamethrowers, I don't know, you know, it's that kind of stuff. Buskers kind of doing things up and down the streets. And
like people, magicians?
Yeah, magicians, people selling stuff. So we would just be there just kind of like promoting the station.
The thing is, man, I live in Flint.
Yeah.
And so we have a lot of that type of activity.
Yeah.
But with the fentanyl crisis that I've seen lately, it's kind of hard to tell who's performing and who's just on a trip.
Somebody's on a bender, made 20 bucks.
Yeah. They're like twisted over backwards and their arms are all contorted and they're like,
"Whoa,
splendid, dude,
splendid.
Look at her." Yeah. Everybody's clapping, throwing money at her and she don't even know. All of a sudden, people are stabbing her with needles, and the cops are coming.
Yeah, you have to really listen to the commentary, what she's trying to tell everybody.
That's right. Art isn't how you read it. It's interpretive.
She's really committed. I mean, when they pulled a sheet over her face, I just knew she was an artist.
Oh, gosh, as dark as that is.
Yeah, wow.
Anyway, we got a lot coming up on the show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to talk about the Liquor Control Board of Ontario is on strike and has been for the last couple of weeks, but they're potentially coming to a tentative agreement. I saw actually one of the signs that says, "Welcome to Ontario, BYOB." I'm not sure how you get that kind of thing past customs, apparently.
Customs like, no, do not listen to them.
Yeah, if you don't stop at the duty-free, you're not going to get anything. Like, that's a regular trip now. It used to be they'd go to the liquor store. Now they're coming to America. And duty-free. Just
looks like Russian bread lines.
That's exactly it. The duty-free is like, all we got left is perfume and Milka.
Perfume? I think we can make that work.
That's right. Where's that Brita filter, honey?
It was the summer of 2024. That's how...
We were pouring Chantilly through the Brita filter.
I met your mom, and she says, "Your breath smells amazing." And that's how you got here, son.
Oh, gosh. And last Sunday, I got carried away. We was at the church, and... Father, I'm sure they probably noticed it. You know, everything goes on. Father hears about it, but I was in his garden, and he had them tomatoes, and he's got that cilantro growing. So I'm like, hey, man, I can make some salsa. Yeah. And so I made up some salsa, but I didn't have any chips. And, well, you're about to hear the rest, because I'm sure he's going to be chiming in here pretty quick.
In fact, here we go.
Is that him calling?
Yeah, gird your loins, everybody. Here we go. Hello, Solid State Radio.
Well, hello, boys. How are we tonight?
It's a full moon, Father John. How are you?
Man, I tell you, it is going to be a full moon. I'm going to take a nice walk. I'm going to get out there in the dark and look at it.
There you go. Yeah, hey, before we get started, I'm going to need a prayer for my ex-wife. She got hit by a bus yesterday.
Well, holy smokes, is she okay?
I don't know. It was on the very same day that I failed my bus driving exam.
Well, y'all had me feeling all sorry for the girl.
Yeah, whenever you see your ex on the side of the road, it gives a whole new meaning to "I'd hit that."
What are you talking about?
Anyway, Father, Adam and I were talking before the show started here, and I do want to apologize about eating all them communion wafers.
I was going to see if you boys knew something about it, so now I know it's you.
I did take a picture. I'll send it to you. You just can't post it on the church's website or nothing. But them communion wafers, they make awesome nachos, and they're really good with hummus.
Oh, no.
Your garden was coming in so good, Father, that... You know, I just picked some of your cilantro and some of your tomatoes, and I made some salsa, and I'm like, man, this salsa smells really good, but I don't have any chips. And I'm like, but wait, I know where there are some. And
you understand you can go to a store and buy them.
Well, I figured if I ate enough of them, it might improve my chances a little bit.
Oh, your chances are shot.
Yeah.
You the one-way ticket south.
Well, you know, Father, I've been working on the website for the orphanage.
You've been working on it? How come I don't know this?
Well, Sister Mary tried to, you know, she needed some technical help, and she wanted me to work on the website for the orphanage. She keeps getting an error message that says no homepage.
Oh, jeez.
I don't know what you mean there. What are you talking about? What did you do to Sister Mary?
Well, the website for the orphanage, she keeps getting an error message. It says, no homepage.
No homepage.
Because they're orphans, Father John.
They're oh, geez. I don't know what to say. You boys, one of these days, you do get it, you know.
But we're kind of hoping you're going to be there to protect us, though, Father.
I might be pushing
you. You might be pushing me into the hole?
Yeah. See you later, Sonny.
Oh, boy. Well, what else is going on, Father?
Oh, just not a whole lot. Very pleasant day today. You know, I got out and walked around the yard a little bit. It was pretty nice out there. Did a little trimming on some of the shrubs and stuff, you know, make it look nice. Looked around, looked through that garden. That garden's looking good. Got a couple of tomatoes starting to grow. And I'm looking forward to a nice bacon and tomato sandwich.
Well, good thing you're not a Jewish priest then, I guess.
Oh, if I could reach through this phone right now, I'd let the back of your head know.
Well, it's nice that you get out and walk around. I've had a little bit of a limp lately, Father. I had to go to the doctor.
You did?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
What's that?
What'd you do?
I don't know. My leg's making weird noises.
Sure that's not your behind?
No. Well, the doctor, he got down by my hip with a stethoscope, and he says, I've never heard such a thing before. I said, what'd you hear? He said, your hip said, please, doctor, give me $20. I said, what? So he puts a stethoscope down by my knee, and my knee said, please, doctor, give me $10. So he listens a little lower down by my ankle and my calf, and it says, please, doctor, give me $5. And I said, well, okay. Doc, what do you think all that means? That's crazy. He goes, it's the first time I've ever come across it. He says, but I can tell you what the problem is. He says, your leg is broken 3 places.
Now you're reaching for it. Heaven forbid. Folks, don't listen to any more of this goofball's jokes.
I'm just trying to make you laugh, Father. After eating all them communion wafers, I'm trying to lift your spirits a little bit.
You can lift my spirits or some of them brownies.
It's too hot to turn the oven on.
Turn on the conditioner then.
How are you with no bakes?
No bakes. I'm all right, just as long as there's no coconut.
Yeah, top of the stove cookies, I think we used to call them.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my mother calling them no bakes.
Yeah. Well, good. So you're going to go out and enjoy the moon tonight, huh, Father?
Well, I do want to get a look at it. I like to look at it. I think full moons look very nice.
I do, too. And we got a perfect song coming up for that right after this.
Right after this, a perfect song. Oh, my word. Maybe I'll have to continue to listen. Sometimes I get done talking to you two, and I'm expired.
Well, if you're going to stay up for the moon, you'll have plenty of time to listen to this song, Father. So here is Gaelic Storm with Me and the Moon right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Well, you know, I gotta say I met a lot of friends this way when the sun goes down. Just to hang in with the crew. Knocking back a brew or two, a brew or two, a brew or two, a brew or two, a three or four. Me
danced around.
Said to me, I miss my home. Chimney stacks in the cobble streets I know. Wherever I go, when I find myself alone, I close my eyes and the memories take me home.
And now I am an old man at the age of 93. I'm on my way to heaven, boys, to see what I can see. St. Peter's at the pearly gates as he opens up the door. He says, you're not finished yet, me boy.
You're going back for more, I miss my home. Chimney stacks in the cobble streets I know. Wherever I go, when I find myself alone, I close my eyes and the memories take me home. I miss my home. Chimney stacks in the cobble streets I know. Wherever I go, when I find myself alone, I close my eyes and the memories take me home. I miss my home. I close my eyes and the memories take me home. I close my eyes.
You call it alcoholism. I call it liver CrossFit. The Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
And we battle to existence on and on. We'll take whatever comes to be while keeping hopeful melody. And we'll cruise through the darkness until the warmth of dawn. So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell. Through water like glass, above a briny hell. So roll. Well, for the day will come for us to mutiny. But as long as we survive, our hope and pride they can't deprive. And we'll carry on our melody to sing in harmony. So roll, roll, you bastards, you never can tell. Over water like glass, above a briny hell. So roll.
All right. Welcome back, everybody. He's Adam Hairhuck. I'm Drew Duffney right here in the Blarney Hour. And that was I'll Fly Away by the
It's an old hymn, isn't it?
What's that?
It's an old hymn.
Well, yeah, but Flatfoot 56 does it way better.
Well, of course they do.
Yeah. So that was kind of an ode to current events. We kind of gave a little teaser about this at the beginning of the show.
Right.
And in the event that the Liquor Control Board of the United States ever decided to go on strike, I'd fly away to another country in an instant. I mean, I have a water distillation process at my house.
Yeah.
That allows me to, you know, fabricate spirits in a manner not for sale. But if I just couldn't go to the store and get a beer, like we met a guy who makes beer tonight.
So you have some breaking news?
Yes, I got breaking news. Yeah. That's those chickens.
Breaking news.
That's like chickens doing the sonogram, like the,
yeah.
Like the teletype. Nice. Okay. Now back to the breaking news.
Yeah.
The Liquor Control Board of Ontario and the union representing the 10,000 of its workers reached a tentative agreement Saturday, more than 2 weeks after the strike began. That just came out today, and for those of you who don't know, when you go to Canada and you decide you're going to buy beer or liquor, you have to buy it at the beer store or the liquor store. And they have decided, the country of Canada, they're going to start selling booze in the grocery stores like the rest of the civilized countries in the world.
Good.
And the LCBO apparently is union, and they decided to protest and go on strike. And all of my Canadian friends are posting pictures of the Welcome to Ontario sign that basically said BYOB.
Yeah.
So.
What?
But the next few songs we're going to be playing here on the Blarney Hour anyway are going to be dedicated to all of our favorite spirits. And we do have a demographic. We got to kind of stick to the Celtic form.
We're pro-union people, but I mean, we were...
Well, look, we're not...
Sarnia.
Yeah, but we're not pro-prohibition people.
Yeah, right. We're in Sarnia, and trying to get any booze was...
A challenge to begin
with. And expensive. So if I can get it at, you know, a grocery store, a party store, boy,
yeah,
that'd be great.
Yeah, if I can go to Canadian Tire and, you know, get a fifth of Canadian Club.
Canadian Tire?
It's like a grocery store. It's a Canadian grocery store.
Oh, I thought it was actually a tire place.
Well, it's like the Walmart of Canada.
Oh, okay. I thought it was like fifth of that.
Well, that's how it started, but it's like all in one. I'm sure like it started out as like a tire place that sold air fresheners. And then they decided they needed to sell trash bags to throw away the old air
freshener. You're charging me how much for these tires? Man, I need a drink. Hey, that's a great idea. Write that down.
As a matter of fact, we're going to put a Tim Hortons in this bitch.
It's going to be about 2 hours. You might want to belly up and get some Timbits.
That's right.
I'm sorry.
Go get a Dutchie and a double-double. Yeah. Oh, gosh. What do we got coming up next? Is it Canadian or is it liquor-oriented? It's one of them, liquor-oriented. Well, who do we got?
It's O'Reilly's and the Patty Hats.
Oh, yeah. The barrel of whiskey?
You betcha.
Right here on the Blarney Hour on Solid State Radio.
Champagne, it's something I process to keep away the pain.
The Blarney Hour, where time equals your blood alcohol content.
Meet me in the morning, I'll be happy as a clown. You'll just be getting up and I'll still be getting down. The band is getting tired, but they don't give a damn. So blow the girls a kiss and give the boys a hand. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. For later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. Pocket, a bucket in the well. That Saturday was Sunday, and I could hear the bells. Deliver me from evil, forgiveness and for love. You're heading for confession, and I'm heading to the pub. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. Later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, I'm on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. Nancy in the corner, now I'm moving in. I thought I'd take me chances, but I took one on the chin. I finally got her number, she wrote it on a cup. But I phoned her in the morning and I woke her, brought her up. She wished that I would go to bed, I only wished her well. And she told me Jesus said that I'd go straight to hell. She's following his footsteps, I'm following my nose. We're heading for the same place, I'll see you down the road. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low. But later in the evening, the one thing I believe in, we're on the road to ruin, it's the only way to go. You can take the sunshine, I can take the moonshine. You can take the high road, I can take the low.
Sounds of summer return to historic downtown Lapeer with the return of the Summer Concert Series. Bring your lawn chairs and enjoy live music every Thursday from the Pocket Park, located right next to the historic Pix Theater, starting at 6:30 p.m. Grab some dinner from one of our fantastic local dining options and enjoy a family night out in downtown Lapeer. From full orchestras and choirs to classic rock, blues, and jazz, you'll hear it all at the Lapeer Summer Concert Series. To see the full schedule of this year's series, follow Downtown Lapeer on Facebook or visit www.downtownlapeer.com.
Swiftla Technology is a Flint-based engineering services company focused on helping you design a technical solution to your business needs. We offer prototype and proof-of-concept services to help you evaluate your idea, or workforce augmentation to help you make your idea a reality. Specializing in electronics and software, our team is ready to help you figure out what to build and then help you build it. Find out more at swiftlet.technology.
Online betting can be fun. It's kind of like whitewater rafting. The rush of excitement, the thrill. Well, until your raft is heading straight for a huge waterfall. For tips that will help keep you afloat, go to don'tregretthebet.org. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Gaming Control Board. Have a gambling problem? Call the Problem Gambling Helpline at 1-800-270-7117.
Welcome to Historic Lapeer. Named for the stone that lined the bed of our river, we are a vibrant small town where our residents proudly walk in the footsteps of fur traders and natives. We are born with an independent spirit, and that spirit has lived with us from the early days of dueling courthouses to the east-west rivalries of dueling high schools. We are an unusual oasis, close enough to be truly connected, far enough to be a place apart. We are proud of our past and excited for our future, from our cool new businesses, coffee shops, restaurants, and boutiques, to the huge support for the theater and the arts. We invite you to discover this place we call home, discover why we say Historic Lapeer, remarkably close.
You can now use your Alexa device to listen to Solid State Radio. Find the Solid State Radio skill in the Alexa app, and she will hook you up with your local alternative fix. Hey, Alexa, play Solid State Radio.
Playing Solid State Radio.
This is a game changer. This is going to blow things up.
Self-destruct mode engaged in 5, 4, 3.
No, wait, Alexa, cancel. Just one more way you can enjoy your local alternative, Solid State Radio. Alexa, you crazy.
Around and find out.
When you're a foster parent, you play a lot of roles.
Provider, giving a foster child a safe home, healthy meals, and hope.
You're always there.
You're a cheerleader.
Your family. You would do anything for a child in your care.
Every day is different. Every need is different. But one of the most impactful roles you can play in life is being a foster parent. See why at michigan.gov/hopeforahome. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
Hi, I'm Brian Herrick, owner of Happy Days Smoke & More. We're an old-school head shop with a unique atmosphere. We carry local CBD products along with a wide selection of vape and garden supplies, custom blown glass and etching, also tattoo parlor, bulk tobacco, and much, much more. That makes us one of a kind and no one like us. So come on in and let us help you find what you need. Happy Day Smoke & More is located next to Rick and Nick's Party Store south of Bad Axe.
Stone's Throw Theater, located in downtown Lapeer, is pleased to present their final performance of the Summer Camp 24 of Schoolhouse Rock's The Musical. This is taking place on Saturday, July 27th at 2 p.m. Ticket prices are $10 for all seats, can be ordered on stonesthrowtheater.org or by calling 810-660-7805. Just remember, Stone's Throw Theater is only a stone's throw away.
Sure, there are a million reasons keeping you from going back to school, but here's one solid reason to let go of them all. Michigan Reconnect can help you earn a community college degree tuition-free. So go ahead, explore your calling, uncover more opportunities, and find where you're meant to be. Get started on your tuition-free journey today at michigan.gov/reconnect. Sponsored by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and the Michigan Department of Labor and Economic Opportunity.
When you want to unwind, Cascaden Lounge in Metamora has everything you need. Hot food, cold drinks, keno, six pool tables, pinball, darts, air hockey. For the musicians, every Thursday night is open mic night. Then on the weekends, Cascadens has the best bands around lighting up their stage. Cascaden Lounge is located at 4099 South Lapeer Road in Metamora. Give them a call at 810-678-2116. That's 810-678-2116. You deserve to relax, and now you know the place. Cascaden Lounge.
3, 2, 1. Oh, wait, you poked already. You pointed the finger. You gave me the finger.
That's right.
So that was the now.
I gave you the finger. In radio, basically saying your mic's on and you can go at your leisure.
Can we get a clickety-clack board? like one of those. Oh, God.
Blarney Hour, scene four, take one. Drew fucks up and...
No! My goodness. Welcome back, everybody. He's at Eric. I'm Drew Duffney. We got them bills paid. Yep. I hope y'all are drinking and having a good time. It's Saturday night. It's summer.
It's beautiful out there, wasn't it?
I know it.
We walked around downtown Lapeer.
No mosquitoes, no sweat.
Room temperature out there. I mean,
outside temperature because we were not.
I know,
in a room.
But what I'm saying is.
We were in God's room.
It's like we didn't have to go out there and, like, oh, it's hot in here. Oh, it's cold. And we don't have to. It's Michigan. Usually we have to, like, when you walk out of a doorway, you all kind of have to get yourself prepared. Is it going to be too hot, too cold? It was like we walked out and just kept walking. It was awesome.
You know, Adam, that's where you and I differ.
Yeah.
I mean, I get it that Michigan weather is a hoodie and shorts. Okay? Like, people wear...
Michigan weather is a schizophrenic woman on meth.
Yeah. Well, in my mind... If I'm walking out of someplace like Tilted Access or someplace like that, the only adjustment I have to make is my eyes. Like, I'm just used to the dark atmosphere and the neon lights.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
So, the sun is my only cross that I have to bear.
Right.
But we are towards the tail end of the show as far as the Blarney Hour goes, but stick around for Sessions where we play nothing but Michigan-made music. Well, Adam plays nothing but Michigan-made music.
Oh,
it is past
yeah.
my bedtime. If I'm not careful, my carriage will turn into a pumpkin. The more you drink, the better we sound.
That's right.
So keep listening. We got our comedic end of the show coming up. We got some stuff coming up.
You picked some good ones.
Yeah, Thomas Benjamin, Seamus Kennedy.
A new one. A brand new
humor.
One.
Yeah, a new one from Thomas Benjamin. It's basically for those of you who have a little bit of insomnia once in a while.
Oh, yeah.
So we will see you all next week, and stick around for Sessions. Good night, everybody.
Shut the fuck up when I try to go to bed. Suddenly all kinds of thoughts start racing round my head. Sometimes creative visions and sometimes just creeping dread. Or re-evaluations of the stupid things I've said. Lying in the darkness, in the silence on my own. Trying hard to go to sleep and not look at my phone. Wanting to wake somebody but staring at the void instead. My brain won't shut the fuck up when I try to go to bed. My brain won't shut the fuck up when I want to go to sleep. Thoughts of past embarrassments each night upon me creep. Some random song from years ago gets stuck there on repeat. Or worries about the week ahead just make me want to weep. Regulating temperature by flipping over my pillow. Convinced I need the bathroom but not able to go. Trying everything from reading books to counting sheep. My brain won't shut the fuck up when I want to go to sleep. My brain won't shut the fuck up when I try to close my eyes. Concerns I'd long forgotten about come back and say surprise. Smartphone internet seems like a curse now in disguise. And the bed suddenly feels too small for someone of my size. Jealous of my partner who drifts off so easily. Turning over in frustration to watch them sleeping peacefully. Only managing to doze just before it's time again to rise. My brain won't shut the fuck up when I try to close my eyes.
My father came here from his home in Ireland. He was quiet, but they said that he was wise. He and mother did their best, gave us a home and all the rest. But to talk to us, he never had the time. Sure, he'd say, pass the butter, or come here, young man. Or keep quiet, or no, you can't have a dime. Until the day that I was leaving, when Dad finally found a reason for sharing his philosophy of life. He said a monkey fart should smell like a banana, English fart should smell like cups of tea, the farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street. Now from my old man, this really was an earful. I tried to understand just what he meant. His words were primitive but strong, so I wouldn't get them wrong. He was saying to be careful as I went. He was saying to be happy as I could be. He was saying, watch my step and as I pass, beware who I looked up to and whatever else I might do. Know that most of what you get from folks is just escaping gas. He said a monkey fart should smell like a banana, English fart should smell like cups of tea, the farting of a fairy should be very light and airy. When a father farts, I hope you'll think of me. An Irish fart should always lilt with laughter. It should melt your heart and melt your shorts as well. A lion's fart should roar with power. Cuckoos should fart every hour. A nun's fart should have meaning but no smell. A strong man's fart should sound out like a trumpet. A pretty girl's should barely even squeak. But the person you can trust is the one who'd rather bust than ever let one rip right on the street.
The sounds of summer return to history.